defender Mitch Brown. To give Mitch a big round of applause. He's
thanks,
here.
Mate. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
You've had selfies. You've had photos taken.
Am I the best-looking guest you've had?
I'm just saying you won't have to go too far. Let me say your popularity hasn't waned, even though you haven't been able to don the boot for a long, long time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. I've tried to get out into the community this year. Obviously, not playing and that the fans can't see me on the field, but I've tried to get out and amongst WA and see the fans that can't get to the game.
So where are you at right now? Before we talk about the game tonight.
Yeah, so myself and the Big Easy, we got to pass one more fitness test and we should be right to go next week.
Is that right?
No, I'm only joking.
For the grand final.
That's a joke.
Well,
that's a joke.
No, I'm writing that down. It's a Ryan Crowley issue for next week.
No, we're both back into training now and unfortunately we won't be available next week, but we will be available for round one next year and pre-season in December. So
you'd be right to go for pre-season?
Definitely.
Oh, 100%. Cool. Fantastic.
How good's that just to get back out there and be kicking the footy around again with the boys?
Yeah, it's good. I kicked a few flower bags and that to the boys, but apart from that, it was good mentally just to get amongst the boys again. And I think for the all-round morale, they loved it as well, seeing both of us back out there again.
How good are you at watching football, having to sit on the sidelines and watch the boys go? You're a nervous person? Or?
So I take a group of the young boys in a stats box and we go talk about footy and watch the game. And it was my turn to bring the lollies and chocolates tonight. So, I brought heaps of that kind of stuff for the boys. So.
Very good.
When, of course, Eric McKenzie went down, you went down, people were basically pushing the Eagles aside. Their defence had been decapitated, basically, and they were going to leak plenty of goals. And naturally, by leaking plenty of goals, they were going to lose quite a few games. Firstly, have you been surprised with the way the patchwork quilt defence has come together after they lost yourself and McKenzie so quickly at the start of the campaign?
Yeah, well, what do they call it? The web or something like that?
The Weagles web.
The Weagles web. That's pretty funny. I find that funny. But, yeah, when we both went down, especially with Big Eric going down, there wasn't too much panic, but it was doubts about our back line and how it will shape and who's going to step up. And then myself went down and then, yeah, the boys just really stepped up this year. And I knew they could had that in them. And I'm just really, so really proud of them and the way they've gone about it, especially guys like Brad Shepherd. They've done really well.
How much work has Brad Shepherd put in? Because he has gone to a complete new level this season.
Yeah, I think there was a newspaper article in the middle of the year that Shep did an interview with, and he said gave all the accolades to Big Eric to give him all the tips and that for this year and his rise and that. But I actually took Shep for 6 weeks of this year, and that's when he got his biggest gain. So I get no mention in the paper. So yeah, but he he's always been a good player for us, and he's just taking the next step.
What about Jeremy McGovern? Now, he's become a bit of a cult hero in a short period of time. How good can he get?
Oh, his potential is endless. He just reads the ball so well. You know, in the past, he hasn't been the fittest. He's not the best athlete going around, but he just reads it so well, and his marking ability is just better than anyone else. So going forward, he can go in the back line with Big Eric and myself back next year. He can even go forward. So, yeah, the possibilities are endless.
Do the boys stir him up a bit, though? Because it seems like he's coming off the ground every 5 minutes with another knock or something a little bit sore, and then 2 minutes later he's back out there and taking a big hanger.
He's probably that unfit. He's probably blaming on injuries. He just needs a rest, I think. He's obviously, we need him out there this year, and he's obviously copped some knocks and that throughout the year. So it's a credit to him to be out there each week as he has, so fight it out.
Has a lot been talked about coming up against North Melbourne tonight, because they've got the three big talls, Petrie, Waite, and Big Ben Brown as well. A couple of weeks ago against the Crows, they had three big talls as well and got a little bit exposed. How much work goes into stopping those big guys tonight?
Yeah, well, because we've had a reasonably small forward line apart from Scully and Gov, and then those two haven't been out on the park every game this season. Teams have come up against us with this ploy before, and we've coped quite well. I reckon Shannon Hearn can play on a tall really well, especially a resting ruckman, because he's so strong. Brad Shepherd, we've seen he can play on the talls. Even Yoey can come down there and do the job. So yes, they do have three tools down there, and it will test us, but every forward line tests us every week, and I think the boys can do it tonight. So.
Well, if they do it tonight, they'll be in the AFL Grand Final against Hawthorn next week. I suppose you'll be so happy for your teammates, but that will take you to a different emotion, won't it?
Yeah, I've had mixed emotions over the year, and especially in this final series, they've been heightened even more. But I get this question a lot, especially the last couple of weeks. Oh, Brownie, how are you going to go? You're missing out. You might miss out on a premiership. But I like to think of it that I'm not missing out at all. And in fact, all I'm missing out is the 2 hours on a weekend. We train all day, every day, all week. And I'm in there with the boys, seeing them. I'm involved. And it's just the 2 hours out of the whole week that I'm not with them on the ground. And so for the rest of the week, I'm involved and a part of everything and this premiership campaign. So I feel as much part of it than anyone out there
and
tonight.
And you did say when there was talk a couple of seasons ago about leaving the Eagles, and you were keen to go to St Kilda.
Yep.
Things happen for a reason.
Definitely.
And I suppose you're now relieved that that thing happened, that you weren't forced to leave. They wanted you here and you stayed. Okay, you incurred the injury, but you're part of something pretty special with this group,
definitely,
aren't you?
Definitely. And like when I wanted to go, we weren't performing well as a team then, and we've had a rapid rise. So, and I knew I was thankful to stay even back then, and now we're up here and just really happy at the West Coast Eagles. And this is my home now, and myself and my wife, we're Victorians to start off with, but we're Western Australians now, and this will be the home for the rest of my career. So
Matthew Lloyd was one of our guests earlier. He came in shorts and a T-shirt, and he said, I can't believe how warm it is this weekend. Well, welcome to Perth, you know, rather than Melbourne, which, of course, is very cool indeed. What about the mood inside the camp? West Coast are hot favourites tonight. Tim Gossage reckons they'll win by the length of the straight. Others are saying the game could be over by half-time. It's dangerous talk, isn't it? But that's what people are believing at the moment.
What is Simo said on TV yesterday, there's no favourites in a prelim final, and that's true. But the mood in the camp, they're confident. They had a week off to freshen up. A few guys needed that freshening up. And I just come from the players' lounge. Dom Sheed was in there just chilling out, watching some TV. Got there too early, he reckons.
Right.
Chilling out. But the boys, it's just normal. It's just business as usual. And that's how they'll treat it, and they'll go out to win as usual. So...
Yep. What do you think about the ruck battle tonight? Obviously, Nick Natanui had another huge season up against Todd Goldstein, who they selected in the All-Australian team just above him. It's a pretty crucial matchup, and it'd probably go a long way to determining the result.
Yeah, it's as you said, it's really crucial. It's an exciting matchup. I was during the week, last week, I was over for the AFLPA MVP Awards, and the whole room was abuzz about Todd Goldstein. They interviewed him. They were wrapped with his form and how he's going up to Sydney and possibly against Nick Nat. So I'm looking forward to the matchup. Nick Nat certainly got the ability. I also think Callum Sinclair has done really well this season, and he can match it with the best as well.
He's been really good. He's gone forward and kicked goals. He's gone to another level.
He loves it. He loves the celebration, so he's one of the best.
I know you're heading down to the fan zone. For the people that are coming to the ground and people that are here, Mitch Brown's going to leave our broadcast position outside Gate 8 and head down to the fan zone. And what are you going to be doing down there?
Signing autographs, selfies, I think. That's the thing.
Yeah. Good stuff. Our whole crowd's going to move.
Yeah,
from
thanks,
here.
Thanks for
and
doing
let
that.
And go all the way down.
Let me show the crowd something. Now, this is Mitch Brown, but he's got Eric McKenzie's pass. So there you go.
You don't believe it. How many people think I'm Eric McKenzie?
There you go.
Eric McKenzie.
Yeah. So has Eric McKenzie got your pass, or is he stuck in the car park?
Nah, so he every home game he takes a different pass, and he said he was going to go Nick Natanui tonight. So if the security guard goes, dreadlocks, I don't know.
Good on you, Mitch. Great
thanks,
to
guys.
See you in a real positive frame of mind. Good luck for 2016 and go the Eagles.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks
good
for having
you.
Me.